This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after the World Health Organization determined Wednesday that the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak is now a pandemic and warned that the worst is likely yet to come, U.S. President Donald Trump announced new measures to help combat its spread.
These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom.
And major sporting events are now affected as well.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after calling off Wednesday night's Thunder-Jazz game just before tip-off. A person with knowledge of the situation has told the Associated Press that Jazz All-Star center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The NBA says the test result was reported shortly before the start of the game, and players were told to return to their locker rooms. About 30 minutes later, fans were told the game had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm Denny Kopp.
The Dow tumbles into a bear market as coronavirus fears intensify. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Another rocky day on Wall Street pulled the Dow Jones Industrial Average into a bear market. With a loss of more than 1,400 points Wednesday, the Dow is now 20% below its record high set last month. Wednesday was the index's second largest point drop, trailing only Monday's plunge of 2,013 points. The broader S&P 500 index is close behind, with Wednesday's loss of 140 points, leaving the S&P just 1 point away from its own bear market. The fall is on coronavirus outbreak worries and the impact to the worldwide economy. I'm Mike Gracia.
And this is VOA News.